Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Jessica. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have several to consult you. I want to know what they're going to take a payment out of off my card for my Back to the Future DeLorean.
Okay, can I have your phone number to your account?
774-322-8388.
Your first and last name?
Greg Noble.
And the address on your account?
Hopefully it's been changed, but it's 110 Green Oak Drive, West Virginia.
And the city and zip code?
Oh, the city is Green Oak Drive, Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay, and that zip code?
27, I just moved here, so everything's all new to me. 25705.
Okay. And which program were you asking about?
The DeLorean.
The DeLorean buildup? Okay.
Yep.
And
I'm working on the DeLorean right now. All the others I want to wait off on, but I want to finish off the DeLorean first.
Okay. And
all the others I'm holding off on.
All right. And is your question, when is your next shipment?
Yeah, I don't know what's taking them so long to take the payment for the DeLorean, because they keep taking it at random times. I keep telling them when to take it, and it's not when they're supposed to take it. I tell them to take it like around the first of the month is when I get my money for it, and they take it like before the time I tell them, and they keep sending me emails saying we're having a problem with your card, and that's not what I keep telling them. I keep telling them to take it like the third of the month or whenever they could take it after that. And they keep sending me an email, says, sorry, we're having a problem with your card. And this says, that's not what I keep telling you. You have to take it from the third or after. Because that's when the money shows up on the card.
Okay, just one moment. And just one more moment. So
yep.
Let's see. Your okay. And is this for issue 11?
11. I'm further than that.
Or shipment. I'm sorry. Shipment 11.
I'm almost in issue 38.
Okay. Okay. So they come up as, you know, different Okay, so issue 11 comes up as 30, what is this?
It should be like
40 through 42.
Oh, no, I'm higher than that. No.
These are magazines. Hold on. So 39 through 42.
I should be issue 39 and up.
Okay. Are you on car parts 39 through 42?
39 through 42. That sounds about right.
Okay. That's what it shows as the shipment 11 for us. Okay. And
okay.
With that comes the magazines 39 through 42 and the car parts 39 through 42 as well. And
yep.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I've been off them for a while, so I'm hard for me to take, hard for me to keep up with because I've been going through this moving stuff and everything has been suspended and it's hard for me to keep up with all this.
Right, and I do show that they had tried your card on June the 1st and...
They tried on June the 1st? No, I didn't have any money on June the 1st.
Right.
It didn't.
So you're saying to go through... I'm sorry?
Didn't have any money on it until June 2nd.
Okay. And
I sent an email saying you could try it, and I didn't get a response.
Okay.
So
is this going to be through the same card ending in 5530?
It should be on a Bank of America 5530. That is correct. That's the account that it's always going to be on now.
Okay. And can you verify that expiration date?
The expiration date is 0426.
Okay. And
yeah, I always got to make sure it's after the 3rd of every month. Can't be anything before it.
Okay, one moment. And just one more moment.
Yep.
Okay, so I've updated the information. However, and this is just, I'm not sure if anyone has ever told you this before, but we can't select a certain day for that payment to come out because what happens is, so like your next shipment is selected for July the 9th. Okay. And so what will happen is, you know, it will try to, you know, debit that payment or debit that payment right around that date. And if it turns out that your shipment date is going to be before you get your, you know, your funds are loaded to your card, okay, I would call and have them wait until, you know, like maybe wait a week or wait, you know, 2 weeks out, you know, after that date that you need it to be, so that you won't run into this problem again. Okay. So I would just make sure to find out your next shipment date, because they're not the exact same every single time. Like your last shipment was June the 4th, and then, you know, your next one, you know, is July the 9th. So there's a little bit of a few days variance between the, you know, between them. And, but it's okay, usually around the first week or the first week or so. But I have updated that payment method, and you should see that email confirmation within the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours, and also with your tracking information as well. Okay.
Oh, so for this month?
Yes.
When I will see it, like in a couple of days?
Yes, you'll see that that email with the tracking information and everything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Noble, and thank you for calling the Eagle Moss. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.